Happy days are here again when Rubicon Theater Company presents the hilarious one-man show Buyer and Seller, directed by Ovation Award winner Stephanie A. Coltrane and starring award-winning actor Brian McDonald. Called one of the best plays of the year by New York Times and winner of the Drama Desk Award for Best Play. This seriously funny slice of whimsy is an irresistible riff on the price of fame, the cost of things, and the oddest of odd jobs. When Buyer and Seller opens January 21st and runs through February 11th, call now and experience world-class, award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit them online at RubiconTheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
All right. Welcome, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom in the studio. And of course, that we're going to be playing some of my best of, my favorite interviews. And I like to call them the best ofs because, you know, all my stuff we do is amazing here. And of course, if any of my listeners have been looking at Facebook, I'm a grandma for the fourth time. And so that's the reason I'm playing some of my best ofs. We have a baby girl. I'm so excited. A little Faith Parker and another miracle and another thing that makes my life complete. So I hope that you stay with me. These are some great interviews. And today we're going to be talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz about his book, Seven Answers for Anxiety. And next we'll be talking to Meadow Rue Merrill. And with her book, Redeeming Ruth and Everything Life Takes, Love Restores. So with that, I hope that you stay with us all the way through our show. And of course, we're here all the way till 8 o'clock. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Our first guest is Gregory Jantz. And of course, his book is Seven Answers for Anxiety. I don't know if anybody else has anxiety. I mean, it's kind of a normal thing that we all go through. But I do want to say, you know, when I feel like that, feel anxiety, I kind of go, okay, what's stressing me out? What are we working with? And how do we walk through it, you know? And the thing is, we all get that. We get maybe anxiety for family problems. We get anxiety for, you know, business, you name it. I mean, I think life just happens to all of us, but it's how we handle it. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And so I'm excited to see what Gregory has to talk about that. Next, we're going to talk with Meadow Rue Merrill. And of course, that's Redeeming Ruth. And so we're going to talk a little bit about her book. Also, I do want to remind you that on your smartphones, we have our podcast, and you can download that and listen to our shows anytime. So with all of that being said, Tom, do you want to talk about some of our great giveaways and events coming up?
One of the big ones, Taste of Camarillo, Kim, that's coming up, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet foods. I'm so happy over the years craft beer has become such a big part
of
these festivals.
I love beer, too, yeah.
It's just the best of the best. Yeah. You get to enjoy both sides and the wonderful food, too, so listen up for your chance to win tickets to that. Another big change in Circus Vargas has been towards their removing the animals,
that's right,
which a lot of people love, and just having brilliant performers and fantastic displays of acrobatics. It's like a Cirque du Soleil thing with this whole steampunk vibe that they have with it, too.
There you go. And the next one that's going to be coming out is the Thousand Oaks one. Yep. We just had Ventura, and that was a sellout. So the next one is going to be Thousand Oaks. And, of course, we've got some tickets to give away on that one.
And we also have California Kettle Corn to give away. It's the highest quality. You gave me a bag.
I know, isn't it?
I devoured it before the show was
it's
done.
It's so good. So, yeah, I'd love to give some people that. And it's got my picture, my name on it, and I'd love to share that with you.
And we have Lure Fish House located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. A great place for dinner, for happy hour. If you're going out, it's couples night at the best.
There you go. And, of course, their happy hour is amazing. Get more for the money, and that's what it's about. I do want to mention also for this weekend, right?
Ojai Wine Festival. I am hoping to get there myself.
Oh, good.
You can
yeah.
join up and be there. It's the biggest festival as far as the landscape goes.
Right
it's
on the lake, Casitas Lake. Yep. And, oh, my God, it's amazing. And they have been growing like crazy, too. So,
it
again,
benefits the Rotary, and it's a real good
fundraiser. So many things that it benefits. So, again, that is happening tomorrow, and that is 12 to 4, and that's over at the Lake Casitas recreational area. And if you haven't already got your tickets, you can still do that and go to OhaiWineFestival.com. And I look forward to seeing you all out there. All right, let's bring our first guest on, Gregory Johns. Are you there?
I am here and alive and well.
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
So it's a good day here in Seattle.
I like it. I like it. I wonder what kind of weather you have. We're a little overcast, but of course.
Well, we could be in your neighborhood and not know the difference.
I figure that. Although I love Seattle. I really do. It's one of my favorite places. It's just like, you know, the only thing, you don't want to stay there for a long time if you have any kind of depression or an anxiety, right? I love it. And of course, that's what we're going to be talking about. Seven Answers for Anxiety. I love this little book. And now, how many books do you have?
Oh, we're 35, 36, something like that.
Okay. How did you start writing? What's your first book?
Well, 31 years ago, I founded a place called The Center, a place of hope. And I really began to write on the things that we were seeing that our patients were coming in with. And my first book was Healing the Scars of Emotional Abuse. And that was 1995. And we, today, that book is still very popular, Healing the Scars of Emotional Abuse, because emotional abuse, and it can relate to anxiety, is something we really don't hear much about. And it's hard to talk about emotional abuse.
Right. And when you say emotional abuse, what do you mean exactly? I mean, is it, you know, I mean, sometimes we feel like we are emotionally being abused. I guess you could be abused at work, right? You could be, you know, talked down from your parents or your family. Is it an inner thing, or are people able to do it to you?
You know, several ways. It can be a one-time event where maybe growing up, somebody, you know, said some very destructive, traumatic things, and you've carried that emotional scar ever since.
Mm.
And maybe you grew up and you were told you were stupid and never amount to anything, and today
you still feel
that
and that's your story that you carry around with you.
Yes.
Wow, I love it. Okay. I mean, it's not, it's sad because maybe a lot of us, you know, might not really be aware of it, correct?
Well, or understand how deeply that did affect us.
Like that. Okay. So, of course, we're talking about, I want you to send me all your books. You're so interesting, you know, and I just think there's so many life skills right here. And I love that you have this little book. I like little books. I'm not one that, you know, and I know that a lot of people going through hard times they don't even have the capability of concentrating that long that that they're going to be reading these really big self-help books. Do you agree?
You know, and here's the thing. If you've got lots of anxiety in your life, you know, it's hard to concentrate.
Yeah.
That's what it affects, concentration.
Right.
So, you know, that's why we did a little book, less than 100 pages, because you need it simple and fast.
Right. I like it. Fast dosage of it. Okay. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now, starting your day in a positive way. We're so grateful that you are here with us. And, of course, we started off with something uplifting. Surround yourself with people that see your value and remind you of it. And that's something, you know, is there people in your life that make you more anxiety? Because, you know, we are the five people that we usually hang out with, correct?
Well, that influence is great. And if you're hanging out and have people close to you that really are abusive, there's always fear, and there's a fear of what's next, you can live in a state of hypersensitivity to things and really live in a state of constant general anxiety.
Right. You know, it's interesting, and I'm going to just share this. You know, my mom passed away a year ago now, and it's interesting. I keep coming back. I'm just at the point where I'm having her estate sale, and I'm like, oh, my God, I finally see, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's a light in a different place. But there was so much anxiety involved in that, and I thought, oh, my gosh, how do I continue to put one foot in front of the other and not let my life get hijacked every single day by, you know, I've got four children, life happens, like, you know, and then I've got clients and listeners and I'm one of those, my heart is out there on my sleeve. And so when I talk to people, I'm very like, oh gosh, okay, how can I help this person? You know, I was just the other day, we were looking at a place for my son and there was a black crow and it looked sick. And I'm like, oh my God, we need to help him. I'm not kidding. I went on Facebook. I'm like, does anybody know? Because I didn't know really what to do. I got like 100 people that told me how to, you know, and my husband's like, are you serious? And I'm like, but that's who I am, you know, but you know, I mean, you can. Okay, like, where do you not want to take something in, you know?
Right. Well, here's the thing. If we've lived in a state of constant stress and there's been a lot of issues, there's been a lot of ongoing trauma or loss in your life, you may be at a place where, you know, you're on the edge and you feel anxious and it's affecting your sleep. You know, when you wake up in the middle of the night and your heart's pounding, because we move from worry. Worry is all the what ifs. I just keep recycling, what if, and after a while of recycling worry, that's mentally in your brain, you can create anxiety. And anxiety is really truly when the physical symptoms have hit us. Mm. I have the symptoms of sweaty palms, my blood pressure goes up, I feel something in my gut. So you have all the physical symptoms. That's
right.
Anxiety.
Right. And now, are you born with that, or is that something that is acquired through life?
We are at times more shaped by our environment, but you've brought out a good point, because sometimes some physical conditions can create anxiety. If I have a thyroid issue, I have digestive issues, I got food allergies, I got hormonal issues, one of the side effects of that could be depression and anxiety.
Correct. Wow. All right. I love it. You know, this is so interesting. Now, do people with deep anxiety try to control their surroundings?
Yes.
Okay. How do you do that?
Sometimes we try to control and we over control and it creates more anxiety. It's like, if I can just be in control.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like we'll call controlling personality or perfectionist. If I can just, you know, be in control of all this, it's going to be okay.
You know, that's a really good point there, because I said to somebody, I think my lesson is here is that I can't control, because we really can't.
Yeah.
Nobody can control. And so I learned, I'm learning about just being.
Yeah.
Right? Just being and going, okay, we're just, you know, one of the people in this situation, and I'm going to have to just sit back and pray and kind of have faith in our higher power to make sure that I'm going to be okay, so that I could be there for my children, or I could be there for, but, you know, if we don't keep refilling our cup, right, we're not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. I love it. Gregory, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us? Because this is really good stuff.
Sure.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a really quick break. And of course, I am out being a grandma. And I hope that you stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in, waking up, starting your day in a positive way, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Live. We're talking with Gregory Jantz. And is that how I pronounce your last name?
Oh, Greg Jantz, you bet.
Greg Jantz. Okay, great. And we're talking about one of his many, many books. And of course, we're talking about 7 Answers for Anxiety. And so, what are some of the answers that we're going to find in this book? And you know, I love it because you have the answers before we have the questions. So talk to us about that.
Oh, sure. Well, for anxiety, I just want to acknowledge it can be very frustrating and you tend to want immediate relief. It's like, this is too much. And too much anxiety then, you know, can lead to something called a panic attack potentially, where you know, your heart's racing, you're dizzy, your vision's blurry. And it truly is a panic. And so we just need to say, you know, anxiety breeds more fear. Mm. So we've got to really, okay, what's going on here? And we need to have what I'll call baby steps.
Yeah, I like that.
Some simple strategies, but we want to look at the whole person. So, you know, what's the source of my anxiety? Is it multi-source? Or is it simply, I'm in an abusive type relationship? Am I doing some secret things? Secretly drinking, secretly, online pornography, secret addictions.
Right.
Am I hiding things? Here's the thing. Anytime we hide secret behaviors, it's going to create some anxiety.
Oh, that's interesting.
So this really causes us to do a personal analysis of, what am I doing that could be creating this problem?
So that kind of goes into answer number one, stop feeding the monster.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, when I say the monster, it's like anxiety is a monster.
Right.
It comes in, takes over. My goodness. So here's what we want to do. We've got to look at, what's my thought life that is really contributing to this? Because I probably have some fairly black and white, disastrous thinking. And it always feels like things are on the edge and disastrous. Maybe I want to begin by writing a journal where, what are my thoughts? Because if you're living anxiety, and it's hard to accept, but my thoughts are distorted from reality. I may have a legitimate reason to initially be anxious, but it gets really distorted, and I look at life through the lens of anxiety, so I'm always seeing the worst possible.
Yeah, and there are people that have, rose-colored glasses on, right? But
yep.
Then there are people that have, like, no glasses. Like, I don't even think they have any lens in there because all they see is all the negative. Or they really can't even see what's going on in their life. And you're like, are you serious? You keep calling this person that keeps putting you down, or you keep, they just, it's like this vicious circle that goes round and round. And you're like, oh my God, like, when are they going to get off this bad train?
Yes.
How do you deal with a person like that?
Well, and here's the thing. We maybe want to try to fix it. And the reality is, we can't fix it.
Mm.
So we always want to get additional support and help. And really what we mean by that is you can't do this alone. If you're living with somebody that really truly has an anxiety disorder and it's significant, we've got to get some help.
Right.
We really do.
Yeah. And when you're saying help, meaning therapy?
Sometimes it's more intense. Obviously in the work that we do, people come from all over the country because it's got to that point of intensity. Now, not everybody needs that. Maybe I've got to get to somebody who has a specialty in these areas and really can speak truth into my life and help me with a kind of a daily action plan. I may need to go to a physician and look, are there things going on? What's my blood work like? Is there deficiencies? Am I low in some hormonal issues? Is there blood sugar issues? Hypoglycemia can create a lot of anxiety.
Wow.
So we need to look at what's going on.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Now, let me ask you, and I'm kind of going to put this out to my listeners, is there ever a time that we overreact, and how do we tell if we're overreacting because we're in that moment? Talk to us about that.
Well, we'll tend to overreact, absolutely. So, and how we do that is it's all or nothing thinking, and we'll tend to make very fast, very at times rash judgments about ourselves and others because we feel like we just can't handle very much. I'm anxious. I'm overburdened, and sometimes we want to either isolate or run. It's like two extremes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hide in my bed underneath the sheet.
I don't want to deal with anybody or anything.
I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Right.
We run.
Wow. So let's talk about isolation really quick. What, if somebody's feeling that, how do you walk yourself back down or bring yourself back down? What's the...
That's a tough one because, we can be secret and just keep isolating.
Mm-hmm.
So what I really want you to be able to do is we've got to ask for help. If you're isolating, we've got to set up a schedule where you're not allowing yourself, because the more alone I become, the more it increases the fear. The more I escape into social media, the more fear. So the more I disconnect from people, the more fear. So we're going to be asking you to do just the opposite of what you want to do.
Okay. And now about the people that are running.
Yeah, running is can be really random. And running is, I'm going to make likely some decisions that are going to cause a lot of heartache.
Yeah.
And a lot of regret. So,
and a lot of times they make a decision that literally is going to change their life in a bad way.
Yes.
And they're not thinking in any way whatsoever, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, and as, you know, parents or husbands, wives, you know, couples, it's hard to get through to them. And some, we, like you just said, we really can't be in control of their life. But what would be a good reminder of, like, hey, this is not, you know, I mean, I know to my children, I say, you know, you are going to make a decision that nobody else can help you with.
Right. And here's the thing. We really, really have got to slow down. That's the biggest thing with anxiety. We've got to, because we want immediate relief, and we've got to slow down.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Greg, I know that there's a lot of people that cut.
Okay.
And you're familiar with that, I'm sure.
Yes.
Is that anxiety? Is that to feel that they're still alive? Is that to feel, talk to us about that.
So,
and can you explain to my listeners, since I randomly chose to talk about that, but.
You know, cutting, things get so intense and we feel flooded.
Mm-hmm.
We feel overwhelmed. And so we look for relief, as odd as that. So that can be, I'm looking for relief.
Okay.
So.
It's a relief.
I know it's a little mysterious.
Right.
But yes.
But that's what it's we're looking for. And it's not, you know, they're not going to kill themselves, correct?
No.
I mean, it's a warning, obviously.
They may feel like it, but no.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's almost a wake up call for them.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Perfect. And let me ask you, you include a chapter about the importance of making healthy choices. What does this look like in a practical term?
Oh, you know, to make practical choices, here's what that looks like. I got to still have a routine for sleep. I've got to have nutrition. I've got to have self-care. And I have to have probably some accountability.
Mm.
So it's a tough one because I don't want any of that.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say, even when you're overwhelmed, is overwhelmed another name for anxiety?
Yes, I think so. I think I'm overwhelmed. I can be quite anxious. And it's hard to think clear.
Yeah. Wow. So in your book, give us a couple final really tips for our listeners. We're moving into summer right now, and you know, our country, our world is in a crazy, crazy time. People are anxious about that. They're anxious about our, you know, the presidency. There's so many things to be anxious. Help us get through. Give us three really good tips.
Well, one of the things is I go back even to scriptures that are related to fear. And I'm also reminded of an Old Testament scripture that says you have a future and a hope, and it's a promise. And we've got to keep putting the truth in our minds. And we tend, when we're anxious, to believe a lot of lies.
Mm.
And anxiety and fear take on a life of their own.
Right, so true.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't mean all this to sound easy.
No.
But we can do it.
Okay, I like that. What would be number two?
I think you need to keep a log of, for one day, of all the self-talk you see yourself saying about yourself or about a situation.
Uh-huh.
Write it all down. Like, I feel stupid. This is horrible. I'm going to, I'm going to have to die, or I have to get a divorce, or I'm going to lose my job. Write down whatever you're thinking.
Okay.
And then I want you to at the end of the day, write down if you can write down what the truth is.
Mm.
Can I slow down? Here's what I was thinking. But what's the likely truth? I've got to begin to identify more truth than fear.
I like that. You know, I saw something in your book, and I'm not sure if I could find it now. Instead of what if, ask if what.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah. You know, I mean, that's really like really looking at the truth, because we take it to that whole nother place, right?
Oh, we do. We do. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it. Greg, thank you again for being such a great guest and some really, really important information in our world right now where we all need this. Please send me all your other books. I'd love to have you back on. These are just really, this is what my show's all about, is really just getting help out there. And you know, it helps me, it helps you, it helps all of us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so where do people find your book, though?
So simply go to aplaceofhope.com.
Okay, great. I love it.
Aplaceofhope.com.
You got it. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, I'd love to give something away. Call in right now, 805-419-0008.
One, two, three.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Happy days are here again when Rubicon Theater Company presents the hilarious one-man show, Buyer and Seller, directed by Ovation Award winner Stephanie A. Coltrane and starring award-winning actor Brian McDonald. Called one of the best plays of the year by New York Times and winner of the Drama Desk Award for Best Play. This seriously funny slice of whimsy is an irresistible riff on the price of fame, the cost of things, and the oddest of odd jobs. When Buyer and Seller opens January 21st and runs through February 11th, call now and experience world-class award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit them online at RubiconTheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
It
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much. Talking about anxiety, and I'm just going to kind of throw this out there. Our world is, we talk about the brighter side, but we want to be real here at the same time. And we want to identify the people that are having hard times. But sometimes we add stress to other people's lives, or we add stress to our own lives. And how do we kind of just, like I said, just be. And I think that if, you know, sometimes we want to fix it, like Greg was talking about, and sometimes we want to make it go away, but sometimes we just have to honor the journeys that we're going through. So I did want to just remind you of that and kind of mention that, because that's something that I think is really important, that we just learn to let people go through their own journeys. And so my newest thing is, that's not my journey. I've got to let it go. I've got to just let them walk through it. So anyways, again, I'd love to give something out. I thank you all for being here, listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give away a couple pairs, a couple tickets to the Rubicon. And of course, that is the Other Mozart right now, and it's going all the way till June 17th. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our next guest on, and Meadow Rue Merrill. And of course, her book is Redeeming Ruth, Everything Life Takes, Love Restores. And we'll find out a little bit about this. So again, Meadow Rue, are you there?
I am. It's great to be here today.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a writer and mom from Maine, and my new release is the book you just mentioned. It really chronicles the very unusual adoption of our daughter, Ruth, from Uganda. But it also journeys along with our family through the walk of taking care of a child with special needs. And also it's a walk of faith in terms of learning to trust God when things don't turn out the way you expect.
This is so true. I mean, you know, you're talking about special needs, but, you know, We were just talking about anxiety with my last guest, and we are not in control of our lives or what's going on around us in any way whatsoever, let alone our children. And here you have an adopted child, but even when a child is born to you, it's their journey.
Right.
And we have no control over that. And so, you know, I mean, we have to just really kind of work with that, first of all. So how old is your child, and is this your only child?
Well, I will tell you, we have children currently in our home ranging from 20 to 4 years old.
Okay.
We have 5 children at home, and we began our adoption of Ruth, who was born in Uganda and abandoned at birth. She lived much of her first year in a beautiful orphanage there. It's actually run by some folks out of Orange, California. It's called Welcome Home Ministries Africa. And the director of that home noticed that Ruth was not developing like the other children. And so after taking her to a local clinic, Ruth was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, sent to Maine for physical therapy. And that's how my husband and I met her. At the time, we had 3 kids. We had always talked and prayed about adopting. We decided to leave that with the Lord and asked him if he had another child for us, to bring that child to us. And so there we met Ruth through some friends who were hosting her. And it was, she's so beautiful, 1.5 years old, the biggest smile you can imagine. Here she had significant needs that we had never imagined or anticipated.
Wow. And let me ask you, okay, so I'm looking at in your book, of a couple pictures of your other 3 beautiful children,
right.
Two boys and a daughter, correct?
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
And so he already had a family, but you still wanted more.
We did. I don't know if you've ever heard that saying. I think it's kind of said offhandedly, you know, about us four and no more. Kind of being the ideal American family, mom and a dad and two kids, you know,
right.
Ideally a boy and a girl, right?
Right.
We didn't want to live that way. You know, when we were watching the news or I would read the newspaper, you'd see these kids in such desperate situations, you know, and they're really all around us. We can find them, you know, overseas. We can find them, you know, right through the local foster care system or just a child next door who needs more attention. And we really wanted to lay our lives down to welcome someone else who didn't have a family, who didn't have a chance.
Wow, and, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so we were privileged to share a little more than 6 years of our lives with Ruth. Her disabilities were more challenging than we expected, but she was also much brighter than the neurologist or doctors who were treating her anticipated. And so it was a real awakening for us to just love and accept this child that God had brought into our lives.
So you obviously, did she pass away?
She did.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, tragically. You know, it's the kind of journey that had I known where it would lead, you know, who would walk through that door?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing there was that going to be that heartache. And yet, one of the things that helped bring us healing was knowing that if we could hurt so much from having lost Ruth, you know, we knew that we had really
enlightened her life
by loving her. You know,
right.
We could not have loved her more.
Oh, God, what a beautiful thing. I love
yeah.
that. So let me ask you, in your book, there's a chapter called The Danger of Dreaming.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
So when I was young, you know, back probably in middle school, you know, early high school, I always kept a journal, and I literally wrote a little timeline for my life. You know, I was going to get married after college, going to have two boys and a girl in that order. Then, you know, I wanted to write while they were little, stay home with them. That never involved screaming children or deadlines. And then I wanted to adopt, you know, a baby from Africa. And that was just something uniquely that God had put in my life. I believe he had this journey for us. And it was a real walk of faith to go down that road. But it really took my husband's cooperation, too. Obviously.
I was just going to say, was that his dream, too?
Well, it wasn't. And that is how we had, you know, we'd had discussions about, you know, should we sign up for, you know, an international adoption? Should we get involved with foster care? And he just kept saying, you know, I don't think we're ready. I think we should wait till our own children are older. But that moment in my friend's church that he held Ruth, you know, everything changed in an instant. And I believe part of that, you know, part of that, dreams that we have that are so deeply felt, I really believe, come not even from us, but from a God, from a Father who loves us and is kind of planting those desires in us. And so he just awakened that in my husband the moment that he saw Ruth.
Wow, it's amazing. Metal, and is Metal your first name?
It is.
I love that. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Metal, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to find out a little bit more about how your children handled it and kind of where you are today and just talk a little bit further.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad that you're here. I do want to remind you that we'll be here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got another great, amazing show with great guests.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a really quick break. And, of course, I am out being a grandma, and I hope that you stay with us. We'll be right back.
Happy days are here again when Rubicon Theater Company presents the hilarious one-man show, Buyer and Seller, directed by Ovation Award winner Stephanie A. Coltrane and starring award-winning actor Brian McDonald. Called one of the best plays of the year by New York Times and winner of the Drama Desk Award for Best Play. This seriously funny slice of whimsy is an irresistible riff on the price of fame, the cost of things, and the oddest of odd jobs. When Buyer and Seller opens January 21st and runs through February 11th, Call now and experience world-class, award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit them online at RubiconTheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I'm so glad that you are here. I do want to tell you a little bit about our next hour. And we've got Chad Saley, and he is going to be talking about Social Blue Book. And we'll find out a little bit about that. It's a whole nother way of advertising and talking about some executive stuff that we can share. Also, we are going to be talking with Marianne Ridney Spencer and her new book, Lady in the Window. And lastly, we have Dr. Stephen Trudeau on and his book, Courage to Thrive. We've got another great hour. And so I hope that you stay with us all the way through. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give away a gift certificate to Lure Fish House. And if you haven't eaten there, oh my God, it's the best. So definitely give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Right now, we're talking with Meadow Rue Merrill, and of course, we're talking about her book, Redeeming Ruth, and Everything Life Takes, Love Restores is kind of her headline on it. But Meadow, thank you so much for staying with us. Just to kind of, for anybody that's just, you know, tuning in with us right now, basically you and your husband had 3 beautiful children. You adopted a child with cerebral palsy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And at that time you, were up for some major life, challenges, correct? Beyond. How has that shaped your life and your children's life?
Wow. Well, for myself, I can say that, and you were just kind of talking about this with a previous guest, it sounds like, you know, I realized very much that there were only so many things I could control. You know, my arms were only so long. There was only so many hours in a day. And, you know, I think it caused me to let go of things like, what does my house look like? Is all the laundry done? You know, some of the things that we can get really hung up on. And just focus on, you know, are we having fun? Are people's needs being met? You know, what are their real priorities in life? And so it definitely changed me in terms of letting go of the non-important things.
Right, right. I totally get that. What about your husband? Men handle things in such a different way.
I would say he started out as the more relaxed one, and he's probably still that way. But I will say it caused in me a greater awareness of his real emotional strength and stability. I didn't have that growing up. I grew up without a dad. And so to see my husband give me the time off I needed, he was real hands-on with all of our kids, including Ruth, and it gave me so much joy to see him. He would wrestle with our kids on the floor, and he'd be holding Ruth's head really carefully, making sure, you know, she didn't get squished, or running around the yard with her, kind of holding her like a football, playing tag, and just to hear her squeal and the joy in her life that he would just, you know, carry on, you know, this is the life Ruth was given. Let's live it with her. Let's share that love.
Wow. Let me ask you a question. Was she ever able to talk?
Ruth could not vocalize. And if you read the book, you'll find out we also discovered that she was deaf.
Okay.
She couldn't use her hands to sign. And I was devastated. I wasn't sure how she was going to communicate. But she communicated using her eyes.
Okay.
So if we would sign to her initially, you know, we might say, you know, do you want, and we could hold something up or sign it, you know, do you want your milk, do you want your shoes, whatever, do you want to go for a walk? And we'd hold up our hands and sign yes or no, and she would look at the right hand for what she wanted. So she was very bright, and she got to develop her skills more as she got older and was in first grade. But it took just a lot of patience, you know, and just loving her for who she was. You know, she didn't have to do anything special to win our love. She was special just because she was. And we were just, you know, thrilled to see her progress. Each of those milestones with her was like a miracle.
I love it. Now, if you had this, you know, this is always a hard thing to ask, but if you knew what you knew now,
right,
would you do it again?
I say yes, hoping I would be so courageous.
Okay.
Because it was really hard.
Right.
The day-to-day stuff, it was tough.
Right.
Yeah, but every time we had a need, God brought someone into our lives to meet that need.
Right.
Whether it was literally dropping off clothes, a friend had twin girls. Sure enough, we had girls who were 2 weeks apart. Somebody else would bring meals, you know, giving us time out by watching the kids, things like that. There was always the help, always when we needed it.
Right.
And so knowing that and knowing that God is that faithful to meet our needs, yes, I would do it again.
Okay.
And even more than that, just knowing the joy that we had from loving her.
Well, and not only the joy that you had, but the joy that you gave somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. let me ask you, how old was Ruth when she passed away?
She was 7. It was just a couple months before her 8th birthday.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I lost a baby too. She lived to only be 11 months old, and she was born with hydrocephalus. And so a lot of the things that you went through, I also ended up getting a divorce because my ex-husband really, he was a man who couldn't fix her. And he, you know, that's a big thing for men. And so I totally get a lot of where you're at, you know. Let me ask you, why did you write your book? And do you have other books?
I've got some children's books I'm working on. I have a blog that's at my website, www.meadowrue.com. And this, though, I actually initially started writing. I write for the newspapers and for regional magazines up here in New England. But I initially wanted to write for kids, and I was going to a writer's group sharing stories that I was working on, and they kept wanting me to write about Ruth.
Oh, really?
So that's how I started writing this book. And, you know, I initially wrote it as an adoption memoir. Here's kind of the amazing journey we went on. And then after losing Ruth, you know, I realized I wanted to tell the whole story. I wanted to tell about the things she overcame. I wanted to tell about the hardships. I also wanted to tell about God's faithfulness in the hardest places. And I really hope it reaches out to people, whether they're raising a child with special needs or grieving the loss of a loved one, whatever struggle they're going through, I know that God is faithful. And I really pray that this book will help give them the faith that they need to find the hope to keep going.
Right. Let me ask you, how did your children handle it, and how old are your children now?
Right. So our three oldest children, who were 7, 4, and 1.5 when we brought Ruth into our home, they are now 20,
wow,
17, and 14.
Right. So you taught them about life.
Yeah. You know, and I see such sensitivity in them. I was visiting my oldest son. He works at a bookstore up here. And there was a young man in the store who wanted to find some movies. And this young man had Down syndrome. And my son did not look at him, treat him any differently than he would any other.
I love that. I love that. You exposed him to the other side. You know what? Thank you so much for being a guest here and for what you did in life. I mean, it's a gift that nobody else could give. And I thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right. We are at the end of our first hour. And, of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And I hope that you stay with us all the way through our second show. This summer, put your phones away for a few days. Make some memories that no one knows about. And make some memories that only you are just for you. With that, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for joining us through our show here today. We are going to be starting our second show all the way till 8 o'clock, but I always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. You cannot buy happiness. Happiness is born. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a really quick break. And, of course, I am out being a grandma, and I hope that you stay with us. We'll be right back.